to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Over time, humans' IQs have been rising. Alma College Assistant Professor of Political Science William Gorton explains why.
People are getting smarter, but is political talk? That's the question my colleague Janie Deals and I have explored in our recent research. James Flynn is famous for uncovering that IQs have steadily increased in the developed world since the start of the 20th century. The average person today is some 30 points smarter than the average person of 100 years ago. The cause of the so-called Flynn effect is unclear, but Flynn himself has suggested that the IQ gains are attributable to an increasingly conceptually complex social environment. Recent studies from a variety of fields have uncovered evidence for this trend. Video games have grown more complicated over time, and character networks and plot lines in films and television programs have become more dense and interconnected. Tests given to children today are far more focused on testing students' ability to make connections between abstract concepts than the tests from the early 20th century. We wondered if public political discourse would be marked by similar increases in conceptual complexity. Recently, we examined all of the presidential debates of the past 50 years, analyzing them for the degree of complexity and abstractness. We found that the complexity of presidential debates has actually decreased, and the decrease has accelerated in recent decades. This trend is particularly clear when the candidates discuss economics. Candidates are less inclined to describe economic phenomenon by invoking abstractions, such as inflation, productivity, and consumer demand, and more likely to depict economic phenomenon in terms of its impact on individuals, such as Senator John McCain's rhetorical use of Joe the Plumber in the 2008 presidential debates. Political debates, it seems, are growing less complex, even as the audience capacity to understand complexity has increased.
That was Alma College's William Gorton.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I could have been a brain surgeon. I could have been a pharmacist. I gave a shot.